Hello, good morning everybody. Here is Eva Schubert again. Today's topic, I will talk. Not about the true love, but about what is actually sabotaging our true love. And what are several harmful beliefs that are sabotaging true love. So please listen carefully to this topic, because we all want true love in our life. And there are several important pillars to have it. And it's happiness, compassion, joy, and inclusiveness. It's a rather new world, isn't it? But inclusiveness, what do I mean with it? Lot of so-called romantic loves end because when one of the partners start to suffer or start to have challenges in his or her life, we tend to separate. But with inclusiveness, I really mean that not only in the time of joy and happiness that we are truly connected with each other, but as well in the period of suffering, because you both are suffering, not only one of you, and then this is a true love. But what is sabotaging the true love? What are our beliefs? Of course, it's one of the biggest dreams most people have. Also, I had. I've been divorced and I've been single for almost 10 years. And somehow, I really wanted to be fulfilled from a personal point of view. Enjoying a great relationship. I think that you want the same. But finding it doesn't mean that we are outside of the woods. There are some myths and beliefs that can actually ruin things for us. And not everything you hear is good to take into account and to adapt in your everyday life. So if you want to protect your love and relationship, you should be aware of these harmful beliefs. What is the first one? You can change a person if you try really hard. This is a common problem for a lot of women, isn't it? I did the same. I had also the same harmful belief in my past. This is one of the biggest mistakes people do when getting involved in a relationship. Because everything in the beginning seems perfect. But as we end up knowing our partner better and better, it's usually a period of approximately 1.5 years, 2 years. We also realize that he or she has a set of flaws that make us think whether he or she is actually the right one or not. You also may say that if he or she truly loves you, then he or she may be willing to change in order to make you happy. Does it work this way? Of course not. This can be true for you, but it's usually the partner who feels the need to change as a reaction to the things you classify as bothering. But if you try to change a person, wishing to transform him or her in your ideal partner, it will be a plan that will most certainly fail. What's the second harmful belief? Fighting and tensions mean that you are passionate. No relationship is perfect. No relationship. So while having a contradictory discussion or even a fight now and then, this should not be a regular occurrence. If you end up fighting too often, it's not because you are passionate, but because there are serious issues between the two of you that need immediate attention. Of course, you can call me for advice. I would like really to help you, but I am talking about to really protect you from this stage. Because a constant state of tension within the relationship will slowly erode and can lead to the destruction of the relationship. And of course, for your emotional and mental health, which are truly connected with each other, you should improve your communication in order to solve any conflicts that may create such states. What's the third harmful belief? And this one is very, very huge. Don't expect meeting Mr. or Mrs. Perfect. When we are very young, we want to. Meeting the one is more a movie scenario rather than a real life, like Mr. Perfect from Sex and the City, or something we are really dreaming about, that the prince at the white horse will knock at our door and we are the princess and we will be saved. Something like this. Of course, I'm joking. We all like to believe that this is something that will happen to us, but the truth is the changes are slight. Waiting for the one will only make you more frustrated and lonely. And if you are in a relationship and expect for the other to be perfect, this is another aspect that will make you unhappy around the clock. You need to be aware that neither of us is perfect. You, me, nobody. And our imperfections define us as human beings. So you should not expect to find the perfect partner, but find one that has a set of defects you can accept and tolerate and trust, and the other way around. And what's the fourth harmful belief? Opposites always come together. This can be true in some situations. Opposites attract. The song of Paula Abdul, I remember. But this leads rarely to happy long-term relationships. At first, can be exciting to be with someone that is different and can help you have new experiences. Such a relationship can be full of surprises, passion, intensity, but eventually the differences in your perspectives will set you apart. Imagine you have totally different goals. You have different dreams. Or one partner maybe no dreams at all. Or one partner really likes conversations, likes jokes, humor, and the other one not. Can we change somebody? Of course not. You should realize if you are a good fit or not. Of course that it's possible to overcome some differences, but this should be a compromise both of you should make. And it only depends on you if you want to deal with it, if you like it or not. And in most cases, the fact that you are two different people with different views on life and different interests will not make the relationship viable for too long. So these were my four harmful beliefs that are sabotaging true love in our life. I hope you enjoyed my today's podcast, and I will speak to you next Friday. Have a great weekend. Bye-bye.